The 24th of May, 2023. My name is Franklin, and this is Redesign Logos episode number 1. Today's episode is titled, What If YouTube of the 2028 Logo?
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors. So please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai.
In 2028, YouTube unveiled a new logo, and it wasn't long before rumors started swirling about what this logo could mean for the future of the platform. Some speculated that the new logo was an indication that YouTube was shifting its focus towards more professional content, while others believed that the platform was planning on expanding into new markets and regions.
But what if the new YouTube logo represented something even bigger and more transformative for the platform? What if it marked the beginning of a new era in online content creation and consumption? One possibility is that the new YouTube logo represents a shift towards virtual and augmented reality content. With the proliferation of VR and AR technology, it stands to reason that YouTube would want to get in on the action and provide their users with a more immersive viewing experience.
Imagine being able to watch your favorite YouTubers in 3D, or even being able to walk around and interact with the virtual sets and environments they create. The possibilities are endless, and the new YouTube logo could be the first step towards making these dreams a reality.
Another possibility is that the new YouTube logo is a signal that the platform is focusing more on community building and collaboration. In recent years, YouTube has been criticized for its complicated algorithms and perceived bias towards established creators, with many smaller channels feeling left behind. However, with the new logo, there could be a renewed emphasis on bringing creators and viewers together, and fostering a sense of community on the platform. This could take the form of new features and tools that make it easier to collaborate with other creators, or even new programs that reward viewers for being active and engaged on the platform.
Perhaps the most exciting possibility is that the new YouTube logo marks the beginning of a new era of content ownership and control. For years, creators have had to rely on YouTube's ad revenue sharing system as their primary source of income, and even then they've had to deal with issues like demonetization and copyright infringement. But what if YouTube were to explore new revenue models, like subscription-based content or even the creation of their own cryptocurrency? This could give creators more control over their own content and allow them to earn a more stable and reliable income from their work.
Of course, these are all just possibilities, and we won't know for sure what the new YouTube logo represents until the platform reveals its true intentions. But one thing is for certain. Whatever changes are coming to YouTube in the years to come, they're sure to be exciting and transformative, and the new logo is just the beginning. Thank you all for joining us again on Redesign Logos. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.